Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Hey, you guys, I know you're all very excited about this, and I kind of teased it, so I already know he's here. Very, very funny man, Josh Gondelman, is back. Hi, Josh!
Hi, Jolie, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so much better now that you're sitting across the table from me.
That's very nice.
I've missed you, pal.
I missed you, too. It's been a long time.
It has been a while. I think you haven't been here since the January episode.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
true. Which is crazy.
This year
is... Which we recorded in 2017.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen you.
Yes.
Yes.
But this year has flown by.
Yeah, astonishingly for such a terrible year.
I think that's part of it. It's like the terrible news. Like every week feels like a year, but every month feels like a minute. Mm-hmm. It's like this weird, like Einstein would have had something to say about that probably.
Yeah, 2018 has managed to even fuck up time.
Yeah, or it's Jason Mraz. It's like a Jason Mraz lyric.
It really, really is. So you guys, listen, I had to have Josh come in for this episode because it is wicked near and dear to our very New Englandy hearts. We are going to be talking all about sweaters. It's our sweater weather episode.
I love sweaters. I love sweater weather.
I know. Well, that was the other thing. I was like, first of all, this is so New Englandly. I was like, but also, I know Josh, and I know Josh loves himself a
love a sweater.
Love a sweater.
Love a sweater.
And I love a cardigan.
Love a cardigan. That's my dominant sweater.
Yes.
My dominant sweater mode is cardigan. I like a lot of things about it. My tour when I went on tour, I called it the Sweater Weather Tour.
That's right.
Yeah, I think it was last year.
That's right. You did. I like must have really had that just so like baked into my brain that
I love it.
You like knew. Yeah.
No, but I love a cardigan. I like that you can wear it. You can dress it up, dress it down. It's very
you can
accurate.
Belt it.
Belt it. You can do anything.
You like, can put a brooch on it.
Yeah. You can accessorize. Totally. You can do t-shirts. You could do.
You can do a dress shirt. That classic look.
Totally.
Yeah.
You tuck the dress shirt. You untuck the dress shirt. You get a lot of options.
You can go day to night with it.
Absolutely. You can go day to night. And
just
I often
do.
Do
a smoky eye and there's your night look. Yeah.
That's true. I like to hold my eyes over a barbecue grill before I go out for the evening. And I just kind of, it gives me like kind of a, like a hickory smoked, musky kind of thing that people really respond to.
I love it. You guys, I'm obviously very, very excited about this episode today. Before we get into it, though, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, which you guys should be listening to Chip Chat because Chip Chat has gotten like hilariously off rails. I've gotten so much amazing feedback about how much people like feedback, like feedback. I like feedback, Jolie, about how much they like Chip Chat. I actually just got a new patron or new-ish patron sent me an email and she was like, I supported your show just because I wanted to support you. And she was like, I didn't realize how much I needed Chip Chat in my life, but really it's been like the thing that's missing. I was so touched.
That's
by
so beautiful.
It really is so beautiful. So yeah, if you guys want to do that by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. It's only $2 a month. You can give more than that. You don't even have to listen to Chip Chat if you just want to support me and be like, Jolie, thank you for all of the helpful tips and good laughs. Like mm-hmm. That's great too. I really appreciate that. It's not actually the first episode of the month, but I recorded the first episode of the month like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So for me it is. So I have new patrons to thank. So here we go. Thank you to Ruhi Duji, Cynthia Hengel, Sarah Zero, Ramona Head, Pamela Carpenter. Well, it's all ladies this month. What men? Oh, I know why. It's probably a lot of the Braugest, like, rollover.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, the ladies were listening in Braugest, as will happen. All right, where was I? Pamela Carpenter, Rachel Harris, Miranda Grace. You guys all have really, really lovely names.
Those are really beautiful names.
Miranda Grace is like beautiful.
It's a very beautiful name.
I want to use that in a novel, but I'm never going to write a novel.
You can use it for something else. You could use it like you could check in at hotels under that name like you're a celebrity.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
I feel like famous people really co-opted lying about their name. like when I do it, I'm a dickhead. But like if Michael Jordan checks in at a hotel under my name, then he's just being discreet and mindful of his own privacy.
I like to think, and I'm choosing to believe, that Michael Jordan checks into hotels as Josh Gondelman.
I hope so.
That's the new thing that I believe today.
It would be a real gift to me to find out that was real.
It truly would be. I'll have my people call his people.
Yeah.
All right. Continuing on, Kate Wilhite. That's another one. Wilhite. I love that.
Lovely.
We have a guy. We actually have two guys, but there's our first guy. Anthony Timothy. Mm-hmm. Not Timothy, Timothy.
That's good.
Sarah Norman, Karen Wolfline. I love that,
These are all good names.
Cynthia Pineo. And then we have three of our nicest patrons. These are the people who have pledged some sort of $69 amount. Not 69 actual dollars, but like $269, $369. So we've got three of those this month. Claire Whitehouse, Molly Forney, and Patrick Schumar. Yes, one of our dudes naturally would have been one of the nicest patrons. Hey, thanks, you guys. I really appreciate the support. It's really nice. I hope you enjoyed Chip Chat. I know you're going to enjoy Chip Chat. We have for Chip Chat today, sea meat, the chips that I am the most fearful of.
Okay.
We have lobster roll chips just in honor of you.
Oh, thank you.
And Esther and Marty are
Esther and Marty.
Our coastal lobster people from
I'm very excited. Here's the thing about me is I'll eat any gross snack food. Like I'll try any. I'm a real garbage barge. And so if you're like anything someone would be like, I don't know if that's good. I'm like, yeah, put it in my face.
Put it in my mouth.
Yeah. Exactly. Anything like the weirder and worse it seems. Like if you're like, oh, I have like a cilantro lime chip, I'd be like, oh, that's probably fine. I'll get around to it. But if you're like, oh, I have a it's a meatloaf dinner chip, I'd be like, sure. Yeah, I'll eat that immediately.
That probably exists, to be blunt.
I bet it does.
Yeah, I'm going to go look for it. You are in luck because we have eaten some truly revolting chips on Chip Chat. And I have a stash that I think is going to be horrible today.
Let's do it.
So I'm very excited for that. But we got to talk about sweaters before
we can get
into Chip Chat time. We have a question from Ben. Ben also sent along a visual aid. I am going to ask Josh to read the question and then also do his best to read the visual aid.
Sure.
Which is truly, I have to agree with Ben, like the most insane care tag I have ever seen
in my life.
It's
truly extensive.
It's crazy. So here we go. Josh is going to read our question from Ben.
Hi, Jolie. Big fan of the podcast. I have a quick question for you. I'm sure it's too late to get this into laundry school, but any advice you can give me would be great. What the hell am I supposed to do with this? It's a 100% wool sweater, if that's worth anything. Thanks for any and all help. Now, what the hell am I supposed to do with this is for this
question.
So it's in
this care tag.
It's in many different
every
languages.
None of them helpful in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So there's some that's English. And then I was looking at the Spanish and I was like, okay, I think I can do this.
I was hoping you would try to do some of the other languages.
Yeah.
Too,
okay.
No pressure.
So let me warm up with the Spanish because I know at least how to pronounce. Like when I see French, I just go, hey. Like, and then I just hope that's good. So no lavar, no blanquear. No secar en secadora, no planchar, no, that's I think a typo, no lavar en seco. So that means, so then in English, that's do not wash, which like you gotta wash, you just use it until it's bad and then you throw it out. Do not wash, do not bleach, do not tumbler dry, do not iron, do not dry clean. And then there's Italian, there's French, non lavare, non usare, candeggina. No, ascutagare and tumbler. And then there's, I assume it would be racist of me to guess which Asian language that it's that the last set of responses is in, or yeah, set of instructions. But and then there's German.
It's probably Chinese.
Probably Chinese.
It's probably the guess. I'm not even looking at it right now, but I would guess that's probably the most common in terms of what gets put on care labels.
Then there's also German, which I hadn't realized. It's nicht waschen, nicht bleichen. That's like that's how you say it, right? That's how you tell someone to launder in German. So there's like legitimately 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 languages represented, and there's these 5 instructions.
Telling you, there's nothing you can do.
And it says, if decorated, don't iron on, which I don't know.
I can explain
okay.
that. I know
but
that.
Yeah, there's, it's, you're not supposed – I don't even think you can wear this sweater.
You can't wear it. Don't wear it.
No.
Don't look at it. Yeah. Don't even think about it.
Yep. You can't. You don't touch it.
Yeah. No, definitely don't touch it. Don't. No.
And don't. Yes. Don't think about it is important too. Like just look at it once and then every 5 years – just like wistfully recall it like the Before Sunrise movies. Yeah. Just like a deep longing for this sweater that doesn't affect your day to day, but that like occasionally is just like a pang that you cannot deny nor control. That's like how you treat this sweater. Just like... It's like
I'm not gonna be able to tell you what to do. I'm just gonna laugh.
It's
the whole
like
time.
The Julie Delpy of sweaters, or the Ethan Hawke of sweaters.
It's the Julie Delpy of sweaters, yeah, for sure. Or the, and also the Ethan Hawke because it's never been washed.
Yes,
just like Ethan Hawke.
That's very good.
Okay, I just got a laugh out of the professional comedian. I feel very, very proud of myself right now. All right, here's the jam. I love this question one because it's so patently ridiculous that this care tag literally has instructions on everything that you should not do, which is every option under the sun, and no instructions on what actually to do.
Yeah.
I also was very excited that Josh was going to be here because I knew he'd bring like just an extra level of comedy to what is already comedy just in this care tag. It is preposterous.
It's like a CVS receipt.
It honestly is. It's crazy. Okay, but I also really love this from the standpoint of what it is that I actually do. And a big thing that I really want to educate people on, which is when it comes to those care tags, I want you guys to actually skip over all of the quote unquote instructions that they give you. And I definitely want you to skip over all of those weird runes that they use that you're supposed to be able to interpret to mean like no iron, cool iron, no wash, you know, like. Yep. Skip all that stuff because you really actually don't need it.
It's like jazz. It's about the instructions you don't read.
All you actually need in life is Jolie.
Yes.
Yes, is the good news here. And so what I want you to actually look for is I actually just want you to go all the way down to the end of the tag, which is where it usually is, and find the fabric content. In this case, it's 100% wool. And I am here to tell you that wool is washable. Wool can get wet. You know how I know this? Sheep can get wet. Mm-hmm. Sheep can get wet. You don't see sheep out in little fields in bucolic England with little sheep umbrellas over them protecting their fleece against the rain.
Or it's not like they get rained on and then their wool doesn't fit anymore. They all look like...
They're all
like
shrunky.
You can,
all
yeah, you
half,
can see their shins.
Sweater.
Yeah, they're all wearing like little sheep crop tops.
So yes, wool absolutely 100% can be washed. It can be washed in water. I know people are terrified to do this. I don't know who or what entity put this fear of God into people that like almost all of us have that like wool can't get wet. Wool can absolutely get wet. So the thing is about wool, and you know, when I told you to look for the fabric content, there are all different kinds of fabric content. For today, what we're going to really focus on is wool, cotton, cashmere, and some of the synthetics that our sweaters tend to be made of. But if you have other fabrics out there that, like, you look at a care tag and you're like, oh, this says rayon or this says silk, you can Google Jolie Care fabric content or Jolie Care tag.
So they can find out what kind of fabrics you're made of.
I'm made entirely of synthetics.
That's pretty
like,
good.
I'm made of nail varnish and shimmery eyeshadow.
That's amazing. That means you'll last past the apocalypse.
Yes. And my liquids are entirely made of Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My humors.
That's one of the, I feel like that's like what a, that would be like on a sassy ladies t-shirt in the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
It would be like, don't upset my humors. And it would be like bile, Chardonnay. Then it would be like royalty would be one. And then just
they have,
like,
they'd have like a blinged out goblet with that like Pinterest font script writing on it.
Absolutely.
I love this. We should start a line of that.
We should.
I'd buy that.
For women.
I'm a medievalist. Yes. I'm a medieval enthusiast.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know anything about any point in history.
Have been since I was a little kid. So that's my super jam.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll get on that. Great, great sideline business. No. I love this idea. Okay. So here's the thing. If you have other fabrics that, you know, don't fall into the wool, cotton, cashmere, or synthetics that you want to know about, just Google, because that stuff is out there. I've written a bunch of different places, about basically how to like negotiate an inscrutable care tag.
Mm-hmm.
But for today, because we're talking about sweaters, I want to focus on what our sweaters are mostly made of.
Sure.
So the jam is with wool and cashmere. And to some extent, cotton, although cotton tends to be a little bit more sturdy, a little more durable, is that the big problem that you face with them is shrinkage and felting. And felting is the term for when the fibers of a sweater get sort of locked into one another due to friction or agitation or exposure to hot water or the heat of a dryer.
Okay.
And you get that kind of like incredibly used look. So not
sure.
Pills, but just like, this sweater has seized in some way.
Mm-hmm.
That's called felting. To avoid that, you want to avoid exposing the sweater to two things. First of all, heat. No hot water. You're never going to put a sweater in the dryer, you guys. Sweaters are like bras. They do not belong in the dryer. Okay? If you treat them badly and you put them in the dryer, they're going to treat you badly.
Mm-hmm.
But they can definitely
they're
go in
the... They're going to leave you for someone younger.
They definitely are,
mm-hmm.
like toddler age, because that's the only person
that
they'll fit.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's the first thing you want. You don't want to expose them to heat, and you want to reduce the amount of agitation that they're exposed to. So now that doesn't mean that you can't wash them in the washing machine. By all means, you can. I don't think you necessarily want to do that with your $800 Loro Piana cashmere sweater.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that with my one of those.
Yes, that. You may, however, want to do that with your J. Crew cashmeres. Like, that's fine. I will tell you, I do have a lot of those J. Crew cashmere sweaters. I hand wash them, but I would feel perfectly comfortable machine washing them. Wool sweaters are the same thing. You can totally machine wash them, or you can hand wash them. I actually think, especially for very heavy wool sweaters, machine washing is ideal because you get the benefit of the spin cycle that extrudes so much of the water that's in them. Whereas if you're hand washing them, the process of extruding all that water is really just like on you bearing down like
a
medieval washerwoman.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually do think that the machine has some benefits especially when you're talking about heavy sweaters over hand washing. But both are an option. If you are going to machine wash, use the delicate cycle. Don't overstuff the machine because, again, the more stuff that's in there, the more agitation the garment is going to be exposed to because there's other stuff rubbing against it. When I say agitation, I mean basically rubbing. Rubbing
right.
against the inside of the machine, the other stuff that's in there.
Not just like the stress of a commute or a difficult interpersonal interaction.
I mean, you can think of it as a stressful commute for your sweater.
Yeah.
And a difficult personal interaction. Like mm-hmm. if you put it in there with your jeans and you're like, gnarliest hoodie,
yep.
it's going to have a negative personal interaction with those two things, which leads me to this other thing.
Please.
Be mindful of what else you put in there. Maybe wash, even if it's a particularly heavy sweater, wash it with some smaller items that aren't, don't put it in with your dungarees. And also don't say dungarees.
No, don't say dungarees.
Definitely say dungarees, though, because dungarees is funny.
It is very funny.
It's like underpants.
Yeah.
Funny word.
Underpants, I like. Dungarees is like, it feels very much like, it
Marty
feels like
calls
of another
them,
time.
Marty calls them
Marty
dungarees.
Marty calls them dungarees.
Definitely.
Martha, wash my dungarees.
Esta.
Martha's a different thing. Different lady.
Who's Martha?
Who's she's
Marty.
No, she's the lady at the laundromat.
Okay. Good
she
save.
Does my dry cleaning.
Good save.
Martha, Esta. I can't believe you don't know Martha, Esta.
Okay. The last thing I want to say, if you're going to wash your sweater, either if you're going to do it by hand or by machine, is I already said this, you don't want to put this in the dryer. You want to, the other thing about drying it, though, that's really also incredibly important, is that you want to dry it flat.
Okay.
You do not want to put it on a hanger and dry it hanging, because the weight of a wet woolen sweater hanging off a hanger will cause it to stretch. And then you'll have this like big, long, like you'll have a sweater dress, which might be nice, but probably not what you're going for.
You probably didn't get a sweater to transform it into a different garment.
Probably not.
It's like, that's like reverse jorts. Where it like gets longer over time.
Longer
you're like,
over
this
time.
Is new clothes. Reverse cutoffs.
I love it. That's amazing.
All cutoff jean shorts, those qualify as jorts, right?
They are jorts.
Yeah. But I'm saying you don't have to buy them shorts length for them to be jorts. Right? Like you don't have to buy...
You don't have to buy jeans and cut them to shorts.
What I'm saying is, I was thinking of jorts as like jean shorts that you buy, but if you cut them off, that's a jort now, right? You took it from jean to jort.
Yeah. I think so. Now you have me questioning the whole universe.
No, you're right.
I think that's okay.
I think you're right, that's an insane thing to say, because I was just like, you're right for agreeing with me.
No, I appreciate that kind of confidence. Okay, drying rack. I have a drying rack recommendation specifically for sweaters.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you guys, because I want to tell you guys this. I have a new-ish column on a site called The Inventory. That column is a weekly column. It's called 5 Neat Things. It is every week I pick 5 products that have something to do with cleaning. I organize them around this theme. So I've done like 5 neat things for your bathing suit, 5 neat things for your sneakers,
sure.
Very relevant to Josh's interests. I just did one, 5 neat things for your sweaters. And in that column, I have my pick for the best sweater drying rack. And so I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, because I want you to go over to the inventory and put your eyeballs on it and support that site, because they're doing great stuff. And I also have another column that's going to be starting there soonish that I know you guys are going to be really excited about. But I have to hold that until it actually happens.
That's
but fair. You guys are going to be very, very excited. So support the inventory. Go look at 5 neat things. Excuse me. I'm a little froggy today. Weird.
No, you sound great.
Thank you. I think because I had a lot of meetings today, so I've been in talk mode, where normally I'm just talking to my wall because I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
I'm singing to the dog if I'm working from home. No doubt about that.
No doubt.
She's getting serenaded. I'll tell you what.
She's so lucky.
She's so lucky. She's a star.
She really is. Please sing that to her and like send me a video of
it. 1,000,000% sure that Maris, my wife, has sung that to our dog. There's no doubt in my mind. I would bet my life on it.
Absolutely. I would take that bet too. Absolutely. All right. One last thing to say about the cleaning of sweaters. Specifically about dry cleaning.
Yes.
Dry cleaning, actually, not that great for sweaters.
Ooh, okay.
So even if you get a sweater that says, do not wash, dry clean only, and it says 100% wool, hogwash.
Yeah. Wash that pig.
Well, yes, indeed, wash that pig. Wash that sheep. this is the second episode in a row that sheep have come up. I'm not going to tell you what happened on the last episode.
It was not about wool?
No.
Okay. That's fair.
But apparently I'm on some sort of sheep kick these days. Here's the problem with dry cleaning when it comes to sweaters. Basically, 2 different things. The first is that the chemicals that are used in dry cleaning will strip the sweater of its natural oils that come out of the sheep, its natural sheep oils. The other thing is, dry cleaning is not that great on odor elimination. And a lot of times with our sweaters, because we wear them multiple times between washings, which is fine, and you should actually do, because you don't want to overhandle a sweater. Again, going back to that thing about agitation.
Yeah.
But sweaters do tend to retain odors. And dry cleaning just isn't that great on them. So really, you are better off washing your sweater either in the machine or by hands, just as long as you air dry it. So,
okay.
Yeah. So there you go. And you're gonna save a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very exciting. Hey, on that happy note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break.
Let's do it.
Josh and I will be right back with more about your sweaters. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Josh Gondelman. We're talking about sweaters.
Hello, we are.
We are.
I can verify all this information.
Jolie is not lying. Nope. She's not lying under oath before Congress.
No, I'm not a different guy. I'm not.
I'm going to spread that rumor.
That I'm not me, that I'm a totally different guy.
Yes.
It's like, that wasn't, you're.
It's Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it's really Michael Jordan, who goes on podcasts under the name Josh Gondelman with a totally different voice. That's
I also want that to be true.
Oh, man. It would be so funny.
Yeah, it would be. All right. We have another question from Peggy.
Let's do it. Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi there. I live in Scandinavia, and as such, I have a lot of sweaters that get worn a lot. Dry cleaning is horrifically expensive here, but we know that that's not the move anyway. Also, we know now. Also, the dry cleaning does nothing for the pilly cashmere, and both wools get shiny elbows. What's the best way to get rid of the pills? Thank you.
Yeah.
Peggy.
Yeah, I got help. There's one other drawback to dry cleaning. It does not get rid of the pills.
No.
No, not at all. So pilling happens. Pills are those little fuzzy balls. I'm going to just move right on.
No, I think you nailed it.
And they develop when through the course of natural wear. When the fibers of the sweaters begin to either break or fray, and they get tangled, and that's what causes the pilling. So it's a very normal thing to happen. It will happen just in the course of wearing them. You'll probably especially notice it if you carry a bag, like a shoulder bag on one side, you might notice that there's a pilly patch like on your hip where the bag hits. They also always will form right under the armpits where, you know, the friction from just moving your arms happens. Mm-hmm. So it's very normal. What you need to get rid of them is a depilling tool. There are all kinds of depilling tools. Some of them are great. Some of them are not great. I have a distinct POV.
Okay.
Here it is.
Hit me.
I love the Gleaner. G-L-E-E-N-E-R. Gleaner.
Sounds like a Stephen King novel.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Gleaner.
So we're still in October, but people probably are already thinking about the holidays. This is actually a weirdly great holiday gift to give. It's about $20.
Okay.
It's incredibly useful, but it doesn't look like a weird little cleaning tool. Like, it's like a great stocking stuffer type thing, or like second night of Hanukkah type thing.
Sure.
You know, especially for the sweater lover and the sweater lover in your life.
The sweater lovers.
Yeah. So like, Maris, if you're listening, buy Josh a Gleaner.
Say hi to your sweaters for me. I got the Gleaner. How do you like them sweaters? Is that anything? That's as close to nothing as anything can be, I think.
I love it. So the thing I really like about the Gleaner is that it comes with three different blades of different weights. So you can use the same tool for like very, very fine cottons and cashmeres.
Okay.
But you can also use it for like your giant fisherman sweater, mm-hmm. your Marty tribute
yeah.
sweater. And I really like that. The other thing about it is that it's a double-sided tool.
Okay.
So one side has the blades on it and one side has a lint brush. So once you're done removing the pills, you can go over it with the lint brush and get all those little fuzzies off.
Oh,
it's
that's
very,
nice.
Very convenient. You can also just use it as a clothes / lint brush, which is very convenient and great. The Gleaner comes in a full size. They also have a travel size one.
Ooh, a travel Gleaner.
So, travel Gleaner.
Alina Gleaner.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell them to just rebrand.
Yeah, they don't call it the Alina Gleaner. It's like, what are you doing,
it's over.
Guys?
What are you doing?
You're leaving money on the table. What's happening here? That took me 0 seconds.
That's right. That was amazing.
Gleaner Corp.
Okay. So there's another really popular depilling tool called the Sweater Stone. I hate the Sweater Stone. I'm not going to speak of it anymore. I hate it so much. I just hate it. Don't buy this thing.
Yeah, me
don't,
too.
Don't believe anyone who tells you it's great. It's terrible. Don't buy it. It's a mess. Another one.
Although the Rose Sweater Stone, that teaches you all the words to every Weezer song. So that's very exciting.
Oh, my God. God. Your mind is so beautiful, Josh.
Thank you. It's very stupid. Happy. That's like literally all it's good at is that.
But it's great.
It's like having – it's like if my dog knew how to like operate an answering machine. It's like, sure, it's kind of cool, but then like – ugh, like this doesn't help. It's not making anything. I don't even have an answering machine.
Listen, laughter helped. Laughter is the best medicine. Mm-hmm. You made me laugh. You've helped.
Thank you.
You've helped today, Josh. All right, here's another one that I don't like.
Okay.
You'll hear this one all the time.
Yeah.
This is also, I, for some reason, associate this with like mariners. I don't know.
Sure.
So I guess like every time you're here, I just go on some kind of like
nautical,
wicked nautical jaunt, which feels right for us.
For sure.
So just straight up razor blades.
Yeah.
Razor blades do work. The problem with them is twofold. One, you can cut yourself pretty easily. Two, you can nick a hole in the sweater pretty easily.
Sure.
I would say don't use the razor blade. It's an option, but I don't recommend it. There's one other.
That's so tough. Just holding a
razor blade it's pretty
up.
Badass. Just like.
Yeah.
Like with a, just like a straight blade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't even like when a barber uses that on my face.
I bet
makes me
not.
Very anxious.
I bet it does.
I'm just like, what if this guy has a vendetta against me? I think that's because I read it. I wish I could remember the author, but I think I know the title. Some Spanish lit class that I took in high school, there was a story called Espuma y Nada Más, which is just like foam and nothing else. And it was about a barber, I believe, who was shaving like a dictator. And it was like his duty as a barber versus his political inclinations as a revolutionary. And I think he didn't murder him. That's what I remember from the short story. I could be way off. It could have been like, yeah, he killed him.
He killed him.
And then it was good for the country.
Yeah.
But I remember he didn't murder him because that's what I need to think. Just so I'm like, what if this guy thinks that I'm like the CEO of Bank of America or something, and then I foreclosed on someone in his family's home, and then he murders me.
Yeah.
So,
I hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, it would be so bad.
What a way to go.
It would be really bad.
What if they murder you because they think you're Michael Jordan?
Yeah, that would be
even worse.
I feel like no jury in the world wouldn't convict him. Although I feel like an insanity plea would be like right there, right?
Yeah.
Like, why'd you kill this?
Do you have eyes?
33-year-old Jewish guy. Like, well, I thought he was Michael Jordan. And you're like, well, first of all, what's your beef with Michael Jordan? Second of all, visually very striking. The heights are like a foot apart. It's just like you would have had to, if it was Michael Jordan, you would have had to put the chair way down. What are you thinking? Also, totally different haircuts. I don't have the Hitler mustache, which Michael Jordan briefly did.
That's true.
And I have some hair on the sides. Michael Jordan keeps it pretty clean,
which
I admire.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I would shave my head, but I'm afraid of what I would learn about myself.
Oh, wow.
Where I'd just be like, oh, there's lumps up there that I wasn't prepared for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or just
fascinating.
Like, it's a lot of face. Like, I got too much face to begin with.
No, you don't.
No, it's a
lot. All right, well, let's talk about this on TikTok.
Sorry.
I actually want to dive into that.
Please.
But I got a few more.
We
got
to talk about the sweaters.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about one more depiling tool, and then I want to briefly talk about the shine issue that like the
The shining.
The shining. Because we've gleaned.
Yep.
And then we've
cleaned. And we've gleaned.
And then we're gonna shine.
Yeah.
All right. One more shaver that I do really like.
Yeah.
There are one more depiller that I really like. There are these shavers. They're battery operated little shavers. You can find little ones for like $3 or $4.
Okay.
Those are also really good. They're not as good as the Gleaner. Mm-hmm. I've used all of these. They're not as good as the Gleaner, but they are quite good. And they're a lot less expensive, right? So $3 versus $20. I mean, you're not like break the bank money, Jolie. Could you just speak into your mic on a podcast
that
you get paid to do? You're doing great, sweetie. So those are your options out there. The shine thing. Here is why the shine thing happens. The shine thing happens when the fibers get compressed. So it's kind of like the opposite of pilling, right? Now, you're going to love this because this is like so fit. Bless you.
Thank you.
This is so like fancy the country club type behavior.
Okay.
Right? So,
yeah.
So for you, for those of you for whom the country club means nothing, for Josh and I, the country club means everything because we're not allowed in. It's the fanciest country club in Massachusetts, probably maybe even almost in the country. It's wicked exclusive.
Which one? The country club.
The country club in Brookline.
Yes. Oh, sure.
And it's just called the country club. There's no name.
I've only been to a few ever for events, and I remember one time being drunk driven home by a friend's parents from a party at one.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that's like to me what the country club experience is.
That seems right indeed. So the best way to prevent the shine thing from happening is to regularly brush your clothes with a clothes brush.
Yep.
Now clothes brushes have fallen largely out of favor.
Like but it's a horse. Brush your sweater like a horse. What have I not instilled in you?
Yes. This is the kind of thing that your butler would do for you.
Sure.
Yes, indeed. But you can get clothes brushes. I will tell you also there are some wildly expensive clothes brushes out there, like $400 clothes brushes, which is insane.
Yeah.
But you can also find them on Amazon for like $6, right?
Sure.
Like plastic handle clothes brushes. They're actually really great to have.
At $400, I'm just getting new clothes.
Yeah,
that's like
buying a new suit.
Yeah.
So regularly brushing will help to decompress fibers. Like basically, if you have like suits that get shiny patches or really good sweater, like the regularly brushing will help to prevent the shiny patches or at least extend the time between which they start to appear. Once they do appear, you actually can reverse them. You need to get something called a pressing cloth. This is the waspy Boston portion of the program. Pressing cloth, or they're also called ironing cloths, basically just refer to like a lightweight cloth. You can use like an old t-shirt or an old like thin dish rag, like those flour sack type dish rags would really work well for this. What you want to do is you want to get it lightly damp, place it on top of the garment, and then place a low to medium heat iron on the shiny part. The steam is going to help to release that compression and the shine. If the shine is really, really, really bad, you can spritz a little bit of white vinegar onto the shine and then do your pressing cloth thing. And that's how you reverse it.
I'm just picturing like a Puff Daddy in the late 90s suit. And it's like just him being like, I don't know how to get the shine out of this silver vinyl suit that I bought. It's like, just a little white vinegar.
Yeah, a little white vinegar. I wouldn't suggest using an iron on vinyl.
Okay.
Yeah, it would melt.
Diddy, if you're listening.
Which brings us right back to our fabric care lecture that I gave you. So certain fabrics don't like certain things. Vinyl doesn't love heat.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy, don't iron your vinyl.
Diddy, don't iron your vinyl. That's a country song.
I was just going to say, that's a song right there. Like, actually, I was going to say, it sounds to me like Ricky, don't lose that number.
Oh, that's yes.
Diddy, don't use that iron. Yes.
Yep. Diddy, don't use that iron. It's very good. That's Steely Dan?
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love a Steely Dan reference on the Clean Cast. What a show. Hey, listen, you guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. Josh, this was so fun.
Always such a joy. Thank you for having me.
I was so excited when you could come back for this episode. We'll have you back soon. I really, really promise.
Please.
Although you are going on tour, mister.
I am. That's true.
And you want to tell the people where you're going to be?
Yeah, totally. So starting in November, or actually October, I'm going to Minneapolis, Boston, Toronto, Bloomington, Indiana, Burlington, Vermont, where I'm recording a new stand-up album.
Are you going to be performing with Fish?
I will not be performing with Fish. Although, if they showed up, I would let it ride. Also, look, if Senator Sanders wants to come hang, he's more than welcome.
Sure.
Or Ben and or Jerry. And where else? Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. I have a big tour ending show in Brooklyn in January.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Exciting.
And probably some more dates to be added.
Exciting. I'm hoping to come to the Brooklyn one.
Oh, that's awesome. It'll be really fun.
Yeah.
And Corvallis, Oregon is the one other one that I forgot. Yeah.
Nice. Those are really cool cities, actually.
Yeah. I'm really psyched.
Say, yeah.
I'll go to any city, but these are all places not only that I enjoy visiting, but that I've mostly that I've been to before and like always love heading to. And it's
cool.
I'm excited. It's a lot of new material since last time I was at any of those
nice
places.
What's the venue in Boston that you're performing at?
Laugh Boston, which is on the at the Expo Center in Southie.
Yeah.
And the I think it's like attached to the Westin there.
All right, Sounds great. Love it. You guys, if you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.